Hello. Oh, hello. Hi. My name is Shanta from customer support. I'm returning your call. You left your number for a callback.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Let me get that information out again.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it has to do with some charges on my credit card. And I talked with the girl the other day, and at the time, I didn't know that that charge was made twice, once
Okay.
in June and once in July. And so we're talking about the product that I never received. And I couldn't have received it because the city was had our subdivision all torn up, and they took away our mailboxes. So we had to go in at another location to get our mail, and I never got any packages.
Okay,
So,
so for
well,
me
I don't even
to
know what this is or who this company is, but I've been charged twice, June and July, and I called the credit union, and they think it's some kind of a monthly club or something, because neither one of us know. But I don't want to cause anybody any undue problems. But I've already been charged now, $114. I think it was $114. Let me see here. No, actually, $134.64 is what I. They came to. They were $67.32 apiece. And my name is Helen Fogel.
Okay, and your zip code?
99504.
99504.
Right. And the girls refunded $23.50 of the $67.32, which was the only bill I knew we had at the time. But when I checked with the credit union this morning, that's when I found out it was charged in June and July.
Okay,
But
and can
I never look at the statements when they come in because I don't use this card.
Yes, ma'am. And can you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
Sure. 5951 Kean Circle, Anchorage, Alaska. 99504. But we
Okay.
have no mailbox at this time.
Okay, let me take a look here for you.
Okay. I asked her if I could speak with the manager yesterday when I talked with her. Yesterday was the first time I even accidentally looked at the statement. I was just filing and happened to glance at it.
Okay. And when you spoke with your bank, did you file a dispute on the previous charges?
No.
Okay.
No, I just found it, and I called the girl right away. And she said, "Well, this is all that I'll refund is $23.50," and it was obvious we weren't going to be arguing over the thing. But when I went into the credit union this morning, it had already been put on there, the $23.50. But she said there was another one there that was in June, and I hadn't seen it because, like I said, I don't use the card, so I don't look at the statements.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let me take a look here for you.
Yeah, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay. All right, so from what I am showing, this actually stemmed from maybe, to my understanding, it stemmed from a survey that was done by you, well, by someone in June. With the survey, at the end of the survey, it prompts you to select a free gift, where I see that the free gift that was selected was a Platinum Ultra smartwatch, paying $5.74 for shipping and handling. And with that item, it actually enrolled you into our monthly membership, where the fee is $67.32 for that Factor Direct Savings Club, but in return you receive a $125 gift certificate, like a voucher, to be used at our online web store where you can pick out many different trinkets and gadgets of your liking. But I do show.
I've never seen this discount card, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was actually sent out to you via email, but I am showing where that representative did go in and cancel the account to make sure there's no reoccurring charges. Now, I know that you said you did speak with someone regarding the July charge and they issued you like a partial credit. Now, I am able to assist with that most recent charge. I know you said you saw something in June, but I know what I can do as a courtesy. I can meet you in the middle with the July charge to increase that amount to $33.66 for you.
No, the credit union said either I get a refund in full on the June 1 or go ahead and give it to their dispute department.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can try to connect you to my supervisor for further assistance, because the most that I can do is refund you the remaining amount for the July charge of $67.32. Just unfortunately, I'm not able to go any further with the previous, because that is a previous month charge, because we are in the month of July. But if you can, hold me one brief moment, okay?
Oh, okay. Now, the $67.32, what did you say you can refund?
I can make, because I do see you was already issued a partial refund on that of only $23.56, leaving a balance of $43.76. I did mention that I can make sure that remaining $43.76 is reimbursed back to you.
Okay. And then I have to talk to the supervisor in order to
see about the June charge.
The June one. Yeah, let me tell you what the June date is. It's really early.
Yeah, I can see the June date, ma'am. It's showing June of June 21st because it's a monthly reoccurring.
Okay. So it already reoccurred in July.
Yes, and I've refunded that full month of July for you.
Okay. So you can refund the difference on the June one. Can you do that and then just let me deal with the supervisor on just one? On the June issue?
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear me one more brief moment. I'm still here, okay?
Okay, no problem. thank you for the courtesy. I was expecting a battle over this since the girl who I talked to yesterday, was just adamant that, that's all you're going to get.
goodness, yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. One moment here. All right, so I am getting you over to my supervisor, but I do thank you for being patient with me and thank you for reaching out to customer support. You have a great day. Hold one moment, okay?
All right. If you would go ahead and explain to her what I've said to you, then I won't have to go through it again with her.
Yeah, now they may just ask you for your name just to verify that the correct account was sent over, but I do have that information in notations there for you.
The credit card that was used, the credit union canceled it this morning, and they said that the refund would go through.
Yeah, it still will.
We
can process refund. We're just not able to process any payments.
Okay. That's what they said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on Social Security. And I'm trying to live on $1,000 a month Social Security check.
Yes,
and it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. So, especially when you have everything like rent and utilities. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I don't take on any monthly payments of any kind other than my utilities and things I have to stay warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in Alaska. Without heat, I would be frozen solid somewhere till spring.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I do have all that information being transferred, and I do want to say that once again, my name is Shanta. You have a great day. Okay, hold one moment.
Your name is Shanta?
Shanta, yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's different.
Yes, ma'am.
It's nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. All right, Ms. Ogle, you have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
One I'm holding.
Thank you.